Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Send them in. You got questions. John's got answers. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get started right off the bat. This is organized chaos. Dear John, my wife has what I call organized chaos all over the house. Every flat surface, including our couch, seems to be a catch-all. When my parents visit us, she always emphasizes how we have to clean. The thing is, the house is largely clean. It's just her stuff covering everything. If I try to take initiative or ask, where do you want this? I just get lectured about how she has no time. Despite running a daycare at our house and nap time being a thing for everyone, I'm tired of the messes, but I no longer know how to deal with it without her thinking I'm inconsiderate of the hard work she does daily.
Well, okay, so if you have a daycare operating out of your house, yeah, everything is going to be a catch-all. And some of it is for the kids that she is caring for. Some of it's for her. This is now not just your home, it's a place of business. And so I understand the clutter gets to be a bit much. We go through the house every night and try and pick things up, and it's mainly my wife that makes our house look so great. So it's hard to relate to something like this, but it's, hey, when you get home or before you go to bed, maybe take on a room a night and just try and put some things away. And it doesn't have to be done in a way of, you should be doing this, not me. It's just, if you don't like the clutter, then go through and pick some things up.
And maybe make decisions where things are going to go, rather than asking her every single, where does this go? Where does this pot go? Where does this pan go? Where does this piece of clutter? Put it away.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, at least it's put away and it's off her plate.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No?
I laughed at this because I was like, oh, besides the daycare part, was this signed Colin?
You're organized chaos.
Kind of. I mean, not every surface, the couch doesn't get things. Like, there's certain areas, and when he moves things and moves my organized chaos, I suddenly am in a tailspin because I was like, wait, I knew exactly where that one piece of paper was. It was under here, blah, blah. Like, I have organized.
Then
when somebody moves it,
then you have to clean all of it then.
I know.
But here's the other thing. Maybe explore creating better storage. Mm. Maybe that's what your home needs, so that there are more spaces to put things away.
She's running a daycare, though.
Right,
I would imagine the spaces
the
that have storage
yeah.
are used for the daycare. That's tough. And just because kids are napping doesn't mean you have a ton of free time to go.
Oh, I know.
She's tired.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she needs her nap.
I'm guessing.
As well.
Yeah.
This next one. First time. Dear John, I'm going to the Lions Monday night game with my wife. She's not really into football, but the Lions have had her more invested, so we got tickets. This will be her first time at a Lions game. Is there anything I should prepare her for? She joked, does she need earbuds for the noise? But in general, what should I do to make sure she enjoys it to the fullest?
Oh, get there early. and, you know, go up to the club level. You can get up there. Most of the times you can get up there. Or even if you're not on the club level, like, go and enjoy some of the food there. Get a couple of drinks. Don't be in a rush. And then when the game is going on, I don't think you're going to need earplugs. Most grown-ups don't need earplugs. It is going to be loud. It's going to be awesome. But just go into it, especially if it's your first time, willing to spend a little bit on the food and beverage.
Or even, merch too. Like,
and some merch, yeah. Get her if she likes wearing hats, get her a hat. If she's more of a hoodie or individual, or, you know, a zip up, or she wants a jersey, like, just make sure she has a really good time, because you don't have to do that every single time. But then you want her to be more invested, because if she's more invested, it's something that you can do together. I love going to football games with my wife. It is the most fun that we have.
Colin and I had a blast. We went really early and did like a tailgate.
Yeah.
That was fun too, depending on how early this person can get down there. That was so much fun.
Yeah, and if you don't want to go through the effort, there are I'm sure you have friends. If you've been going regularly, you've got other friends that are going, maybe they tailgate. Hey, can we stop by the tailgate? It's my wife's first time at the game. I agree with that.
And it was super fun. I had never participated in that before, like the tailgate atmosphere, and that was fun. It was a great time.
And the best thing about going to Ford Field, I prefer being able to go to games that are outside, but you don't have to worry about the weather. She's not going to be cold. She's not going to be sitting in the sun.
Next one, mom or dad? Dear John, my wife and I are going through a divorce and we have three kids, a boy who is 13 and two younger girls, 11 and 8. My wife and I both want custody of the kids and have agreed to compromise. I offered to let the kids choose which house to stay at during the week, and she said that was a terrible idea because I'm always the good cop and they'll pick me. Plus, what if they choose different places? Don't we want to keep them together? How should we handle it?
Yeah, you want to keep them together. I mean, this is something that you should come up with together. And if it's 1 week here, 1 week there, like, kids adapt, kids find a way, and you just got to make sure that it's easy for them to be in both locations. And it may be a financial investment of being able to make sure that they might need two of a lot of things, so that they don't have to just completely pack a suitcase every time they go to dad's house, go to mom's house. But yeah, and when they get to a certain age, they should have a little bit more say, because it becomes more where their friends are. But if they're going to the same school, they're living in the same neighborhoods, that's where it becomes a little bit easier. So, but yeah, I think this is a decision that should be made at those ages between mom and dad, if that's possible.
I agree. I mean, it is great letting the kids have a choice and having them feel like they have a choice. But I do think they're pretty young still, that it would be better to sit down with your future ex-wife and come up with the schedule
should be at that age. You get older, kids have different things that they're going to be involved in school, and they're going to, at that age, they should try and remain together.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Last one, pay me. Dear John, I'm 17 years old and I've been working on my dad's farm since I was 13. And for a long time, I was content with the $50 a month I would get. However, recently, as my interests have grown and I've been thinking more about my future, I've expressed my desire for a raise so I can save up for stuff. Whenever I ask, my dad says I should be grateful for the money, which I am, and that many people have it worse, and that I need to stop being so needy. He pays for all my food and similar expenses. Am I wrong for asking for more money? I don't really know what to do at this point.
How old is this kid?
17.
17? Well, until you're 18, it's mom and dad's rules, and they may not be able to pay you more. Your contributions are part of how the house and how everything is operating. When you turn 18, now it's up to you. And your dad may say, if you don't want to work on the farm, then you can find your own apartment. I don't know if
that's harsh.
Well, yeah, but if...
I mean, the kid didn't choose to have a farm.
No, he also didn't choose to be born into that family, but he was.
I know, but can't he just... I mean, if he wants to make more money, just go get a job.
Okay, well, working on a farm...
$50 a month? I mean, you can make... way more than $50 a day at a job.
So you present your case to your dad and say, you know, I could be going out here and getting X number of dollars throughout the course of the month, maybe $500, whatever it is that you're going to make. And then he may say, okay, well, that's fine. And, you know, rent is $300.
I guess I'm looking at this as a job. Maybe this is just something like a chore?
But a farm, it feels like more than chores.
I agree.
I think what's tough is at 13 years old, that may have been like, yeah, I throw him $50 a month.
Yeah.
At 17 years old, it feels woefully insignificant.
Right. But now there's some details we don't know.
Right.
Is this individual playing a sport at school? Sports aren't free. Equipment's not free. Transportation's not free. So a lot of those things just go into being contributing to the household.
The other thing too is like, you're right. If you don't have the money, they don't have the money to pay the guy more or the kid more. You should encourage your son, though, to ask for a raise. Like, this is a healthy thing for him to do, is
sure,
to know his worth and to seek out more for what he feels he's earned.
Yeah. And it may be an opportunity to say, hey, you know, we don't make a lot of money doing this. So maybe this isn't the profession that you want to seek in your future.
There you go. You can send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Get advice from John Jansen. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said, she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.